I appreciate the Lord this morning. Amen. He is the greatest thing, amen, that I ever found and that ever found me. Amen. Because He found each and every one of us. Where did He find us at? Ezekiel chapter 16 tells us where He found us at. He found us in a waste, howling wilderness, found us dying without any hope. Amen. And with several places in the Word of God describe that incident in the book of Ephesians. Amen. So we were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and being without hope. Amen. But I found hope in Him. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to just read in 1 John chapter 4. Amen. And verse 13 this morning. And we will move along from there. Amen. And the thought that some time ago we preached from, and God brought me back to that again this morning. Amen. Or as he ate yesterday and early this morning again. So we want to look at what God has for us and see what the Lord, amen, will do, amen, this morning. Father, that the Father of heaven has given us such a glorious, amen, experience and such a glorious relationship that I think we need to embrace it, we need to pursue it, and we need to do everything we can to cause it to flourish. Amen. Hallelujah. In 1 John 4 and 13, the Word of God says, hereby, or by which means, amen, hereby. And I'm going to cut myself back another notch because I sound a little, amen, I sound loud to me, and I have my fun with the sinuses as well. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank You this morning for the glorious Spirit of God. All that abides, sir, in the ones that have been born again, that have been born from above, birth into Your kingdom. God separated, God, from the world. God given a being called out and God declared to be the children of God. Given orders, sir, and ordained for the purpose of bringing forth fruit in that measure that we may, God, fulfill all that is our duty, knowing, sir, that You indeed will fulfill all that is Yours. And then let us walk in the Spirit, sir. Let us, God, fulfill the will of God. Allow the Spirit of God to bring into fullness that which is the will and the purpose of God. Amen. Everybody said amen this morning. Hallelujah. For just a little while, the Spirit of God. Amen. For just a few minutes. I often, amen, preach a short version of message somewhat similar. Amen. Or maybe not quite similar, but an introduction on the street. Amen. God can tell you the difference in God's people is the Spirit of God that abides. Amen. Having come by the blood of Jesus into a new and a living way. Amen. So just a little opening statement. The relationship of the Christian with God is a spiritual relationship. It is not a relationship that is in the natural. Amen. Like our relationship one with another in a sense. Amen. But it is a spiritual relationship. Amen. That produces both natural and supernatural results. Amen. I'll say that again. That if it's really the Spirit of God, if we've really been born again, it will produce both natural and supernatural results. What does that mean, Brother Joe? That means it will change my natural life. Amen. And supernaturally change my spiritual life. Amen. Bringing me from spiritually dead to spiritually alive. Amen. Man died in that garden. I don't, you know, every child is born into death. Amen. The cause of Adam. Amen. And the sin of the garden. That brought about death upon what the Word of God say? By one man, death entered. Amen. And it came upon all mankind. Amen. So there's not a, you know, I realize, and Brother Joe don't get into, amen. A lot of people want to get into the thing about, amen, accountability and all these things. And I can tell you, God's judgment shall be according to knowledge. Amen. Once a child becomes old enough to understand that they are a sinner.
Amen. There is the time, amen, that they become responsible for dealing with their sinful estate. Amen. Now, I can tell you a little secret. Amen. That'll come sooner, amen, in the life of a child that's raised in a Christian home. Amen. And also, they should know what to do once they come to those inclinations. They should know that repentance is the thing. Amen. And seeking God. Hallelujah. Coming out of that state of death into that state of life. I let God sort out all the other stuff. My grandmother fretted and worried, amen, from days on end about children in the time of the great tribulation that is coming. Amen. And God finally spoke to her and said, "You let me take care of that." Amen. Don't you fret about that. Amen. You let me handle it. Amen. You know what? I think God knows how to handle it. Hello? Amen. And so, He brings more supernatural results. Amen. In other words, it brings forth results that cannot be brought about by natural means. Amen. Salvation is not... I realize that we have come to a time when men have tried to bring, amen, God's salvation down to an earthy level. Amen. And make it something that some religious organization can do. I hate to tell them, amen, they can go through all the rituals, all the motions, shake all the hands, dip them in all the ponds, all the creeks, amen, but there has not been, amen, a supernatural transformation of the Spirit. Amen. Man can do anything he wants to when he's religious, but except for one thing, he can't bring life to that old dead spirit. Amen to God. It won't work. Amen to God. But only God, hallelujah, that Word of God tells us that, amen, that first Adam, God made him a living soul. The Word of God said He breathed into him the breath of life. Amen. He's not like the monkey. Amen. He's not like the birds. He's not like the fish. Amen. He's not like your Fido at home. He's not like the cat. Amen to God. He's a different creature because God made mankind, amen, above every other creature. Amen. And He breathed into him and made him, the Word of God says, a living soul. Amen. I realize today that, and Brother Joe has preached against evolution for years, amen, because it is a demonic, amen, teaching, amen, that is trying to either do one of two things. Amen, it's trying to be a foundation, amen, for evolution by man's ability. Amen, if man can transform by so-called natural means, amen, from a single-celled amoeba to a complex being, then surely he can transform from a man into a god. Amen, no, he cannot. Amen, or it is meant to be to tell man that it doesn't matter what he does in this world. Amen. He's going to die like all the rest of the animals. Amen. And he don't have to give an account for what he's done in this present world. Amen. Both of which are a lie. Amen to God. And both which lead to eternal damnation. Amen to God. But I thank God, amen, that God, amen, has given us ability that there can be, amen, glory to God, a divine transformation, amen, that changes us, hallelujah, amen, from what we used to be. Amen. That's what the Apostle Paul, by the Holy Ghost, writes to the church at Ephesus. Ye who sometimes were, amen, glory to God. Come on with Brother Joe this morning. I'm telling you, there's a lot of folks, amen, have been told that you just, amen, you just go through a series of believisms, amen, or then there's the other side that goes through a lot of works and motions, and both are equally lost and undone as the other are. Amen. Come on with me. I said, both are just as undone. Amen, that's the other. Amen, but then there's that crowd, or that few, amen, that have entered into that life. Amen, glory to God, and found that divine transformation. It don't come, amen, through the works of men, but it comes by faith in the finished work of Christ, being submissive under the divine will of God, surrendered unto Him. Amen, and He then transforms us. Amen. How's He transformed me, Brother Joe? Amen. By the means of the Word and the Spirit. Amen. Jesus said, "Sanctify them with thy truth. Thy Word is truth." Amen. Glory to God. So everything that the Spirit of God does is done in accordance to the Word of God. Amen. One thing that Brother Joel, I firmly believes in is a firm biblical foundation. Amen. You stray from that Word. Amen. I can tell you, stray from God. Hallelujah. If we get outside this book, we are outside of the bounds of what God has said we ought to be in. Amen. God's Holy Ghost never leaves, amen, the perimeter, amen, and the bounds of the Word of God, because He is God, the Holy Ghost, amen, hallelujah. He is foundation, everything, the whole, amen, the work of the Holy Ghost is bound up in the Word of God, amen, and everything He does it to glorify Christ, amen, hallelujah. Let me just hurry this morning. So a supernatural results by God's Spirit producing His life, His character in us. Amen. Hallelujah. I said His life and His character in us. Amen to God. If God doesn't change us, where is the power of our gospel? Amen. If we still, you know, I'm reading back through what I consider one of Finney's greatest works. Amen. Was his letters to, amen. He actually was a series of messages he preached to Christians. Amen. And in that series, amen, called Crystal Christianity, a little book is. Amen. Finney, amen, shows, amen, that for man to proclaim, amen, that he, because he has professed Christianity, amen, to live ungodly, amen, is totally contradictory to everything in the Word of God. Amen. No, God, there is not two different kinds of sin. Amen. Sin is sin. Amen. So I want to look, I'm going to go through some, amen, I just want to look at the Spirit. Amen. Number one, amen, man must be born of the Spirit. Amen. I want to say this again. Man must be born of the Spirit. There must be a spiritual birth. Amen to God. I heard a fellow that goes to a nominal church, a big talk show host not too many years ago, saying, amen, that his denomination declares that there is no such thing as a born again, amen, being born again. Amen. I said, shut the doors. Amen. Go somewhere and go fishing on Sunday, whatever else you want to do, because all you're doing is leading men to perdition. Amen. If there's no new birth, if there's no being born again, then man can't be saved. He's doomed to an eternal hell. Amen. But listen, that's not the end of what they're saying. They're simply saying that nobody's really going to hell. What they're doing, they're denying the Word of God. Amen. Just be religious along with the rest of us. Amen. Everybody will be happy. Amen. You might be. Amen. Until you arrive at the judgment seat, and then all the happiness, amen, is gone. Amen. Let me just, while I'm on the subject of happiness, amen, Brother Benny said, amen, if the whole world sought their own happiness, amen, there would be one big war that would never stop the whole time you was in this world. He's telling the God awful truth. That's the way it is. Amen. But he said, a man that would seek to please God. Amen. He'll find happiness as a byproduct, amen, of obeying God. Amen. But the man that pursues happiness will never get a hold of it. I think he's right. Jesus said, he that seeketh to save his life shall lose it, but he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it unto everlasting life. Amen. So Jesus said very clearly, John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, this is Nicodemus, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. How can you be entering the kingdom? How can you have any part in the kingdom if you can't even see the kingdom? Amen. Listen, the Word of God says that the God of this world hath blinded the eyes, amen, of them which believe not. Come on. Amen. They can't see. Amen. Listen, man's got to have help. That's why the church is here. That's why God sent the Holy Ghost, amen, to try, amen, to break through and give men the vision of their condition. Amen to God. How in the world, amen, did God intend to do that, Brother Joe? Amen. Well, by two primary means. Amen. God sought to do this. Amen. Or maybe three. Amen. Number one, the Word of God. Number two, the manifest life of God through the children of God. And number three, by conviction, amen, of the Holy Ghost in operation through the other two. Amen. Yes, sir. Come on with Brother Joe this morning. God wants men and women to present, amen, that character. What is He doing, Brother Joe? He's showing that world, amen, how different they are from God. Man, not going to see that he needs to change until he can see there's a difference. Come on. If they ain't no different between the church and the world, amen, then there won't be any repentance. There won't be any conviction. There won't be any condemnation for sin. There won't be any change. Amen. Understand with Brother Joe, there has to be, amen, something about a church that makes that world understand that they are lost and that there is something, another story that needs to be heard. Come on with me. Amen. Born of the Spirit, thank God, John 3:5 basically says, should a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And John 3:7 says, marvel not. In other words, don't sit there and just get all, amen. The word marvel simply means to become confused. Don't let it confuse you. Amen. In other words, I want you to understand. Amen. And he said, I said to thee, you must be born again. Amen. So the new birth, amen, is not a suggestion. It's not a, amen, some kind of decoration. It is an absolute necessity, amen, for man to ever have any hope for eternity. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad I know this morning that I've been born again. Hallelujah. The greatest thing that ever happened in my life, amen, was when I passed from death unto life. Amen to God. I found that joy. Amen. Glory to God that is unspeakable. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, haven't you been through valleys? Amen. Yes, but the joy is just as real. Amen. Haven't you been through hard times? Oh, yes, but the joy is still real. Amen to God. Amen. I can tell you what Jesus said in the world. You'll have tribulation, but amen. Don't let that get you down. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Amen to God. Oh, we may endure for a night. Amen. But joy is coming in the morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That song of old hymns and sing joy. Come in the morning in the darkest way of the night. Haven't you heard? All of God's children, amen, got to walk by faith and not by sight. Well, time to get ready, amen, to leave on that glorious flight. Hell, glory to God. Just coming in the morning. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel like having church. Glory to God. I've been born again. Amen. Washed in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, glory to God. That made me a different person, amen, than before that. Amen, changed. I listened to the Word of God that all things are passed away. All things are become new. Amen, notice that both are speaking in the perfect present tense participle. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It means that every day I get up, old things got to still be passing away. All things got to still be coming new. Amen to God. Oh, hallelujah. I like what Persian said. He's new every morning. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Oh, not he's different. He's new. Amen. He's fresh. He's wonderful. Amen to God. Oh, he's reviving every morning. Hallelujah. Amen. We get up and have our talk with the Lord. Amen. Until you get up and don't have a talk with God, you're inviting disaster. Amen. All I can tell you. Oh, listen, I want to get up and make sure, amen, that my line's still open, that everything's still working. Amen to God, that life, amen, glory to God, that I've experienced in Him is still flowing. Amen to God, that the river's still running. Amen to God, and that the wind's still blowing. Amen to God, hallelujah. And the sun is still shining, hallelujah. Well, glory, born of the Spirit. Amen. Then the Word of God says of us to be filled with the Spirit. Amen. It didn't mean a trickle. He meant to be filled. If you ever where you look at that word, it simply means to be running over. Amen. So you know when something is full, when you know when it's full, Brother Joe, when it goes to running out the top. Amen. That's how you know it's full. Come on with me. Amen. Somebody say, well, my glass is full at 3/4. Amen. And just stagnated. Amen. All I can tell you. After a while, that'll grow stuff, amen, that nobody wants. I said, after a while, that'll grow things that nobody cares to have. Amen. That'll grow nasty spirits, hatefulness, pride. That'll grow all kind of stuff. You get that running water in there. Amen. Glory to God. It'll wash out all the impurities. It'll refresh. It'll renew. Amen. Glory to God. And by the way, it'll bring joy unspeakable. And that'll full of glory. And the half never yet been told. Amen. About 99%. Amen. Of the church. Amen. Get on their knees every morning and pray through. Woo! About 99% of the church get on their knees every morning and pray through. And I mean pray through. I don't mean, amen, Lord, amen, would you help all the rest of them folks, because I don't need none. But pray through. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Men will allow me, saith the Lord. I will bring to pass my word. Behold, I have not given it unto you that thou mayest just observe and forget, but behold, that it may become the very life that you live, saith the Lord, that it may become the very essence of your existence, that it may become your very character, your nature, your outflow in a world that is lost. Behold, that you may, as I have declared in my word, shine as lights in a dark world. Behold, manifesting the difference of that heavenly character and nature, saith the Lord, that men may be warned of the rocks that await in eternity, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Amen. This morning I got a field with the Spirit. Luke 1:15. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. His prophecy concerning, amen, the John the Baptist here, shall drink neither strong wine nor strong drink, and shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. Amen. My, you reckon God had something for John? Amen. Glory to God. And I still remember, amen, when Mary has come down, amen, to Elizabeth, amen, and by the, amen, and Mary's just, amen, has just gotten word, but Elizabeth is about 6 months along, amen to God, and she's testifying about what Gabriel has come and told her. Oh, hallelujah, amen, and when she gets to talking about what God's done, amen, glory to God, the Holy Ghost, amen, I'm telling you, gets on old John in his mother's womb, amen, glory to God, and he moves around in there. And Elizabeth, amen, come on, Brother Joe, it spreads. Elizabeth gets filled. My goodness, thank God, amen, God desires to move. He sent John, but he didn't send him without the Spirit. I understand with Brother Joe this morning, amen, outside of the Spirit of God, amen, working and abiding in our life, we can no more live this life than anything in the world. Amen. I'm going to say, no, without the Spirit of God. Amen. Now, I understand when you said that, brother. You mean that folks that don't have the baptism? No, without the Spirit of God. There's a fullness of the Spirit of God in the baptism. Come on. Come on, Brother Joe. I can tell you, I know some people say, well, I got the Holy Ghost when I got saved. Amen. I said, there is a distinctness in the baptism. Amen. In the Holy Ghost. Amen. Why do you think the Word of God made a distinction? Amen. There's folks who believe. Amen. Sometimes the Holy Ghost fell simultaneously. Sometimes it was not. Amen. We read in the Word of God, amen, several passages where folks had been serving God for some number of years. Amen. Hallelujah. But they hadn't even heard about the Holy Ghost. But when they did, amen, they believed. Amen. Acts chapter 19. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But I can tell you what, if we'll see God, God will pour into us. After a while, amen, when we arrive at that state, amen, of where God sees fit, He will baptize. What is that, Brother Joe? Well, amen, you see, being filled, amen, just pouring in. But the baptism is just being immersed. Come on, Brother Joe. Everywhere we see baptism, when it comes to water baptism, I know there's some folks, they get up there and sprinkle a little water. Amen. Watchman Nee, amen, who was converted by the Methodist missionaries in China. Amen, that left the Methodist movement because they would not depart from sprinkling. Amen. And a few other things that Brother, amen, Neo T. Chung, amen, found that they had departed from the Word of God. He told, amen, he asked one of his bishop that was over him, how come we sprinkle? Amen. When the Word of God, amen, the word that is used for baptism means immersion. Amen. He said, why? He said, because of the bishops. He said, the bishops, nothing. Amen. What does the Word of God say? Amen. Well, he got off on the wrong foot with folks right at that point. Amen. But I can tell you, wasn't on the wrong one with God. Amen. He was on the right one. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I believe God, amen, wants His people. Amen. Filled. He wants them baptized. He wants them set ablaze. Glory. Amen. Listen, so be filled. Amen. Shall listen, he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. Ephesians 3:19. And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 5:18. And be not drunk with wine, or in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Now, another translation, or the Amplified Bible, amen, signifies there that better translated means be being filled. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? That there be a continual flowing. Amen. Of God. Amen. He that comes. Amen. If any man thirst, Jesus said at that last great day of the feast, let him come unto me. And behold, as the scripture saying, out of his belly shall flow rivers of the living water, springing up unto everlasting life. My. Amen. That's what God's after. God wants his Spirit. Amen's heaven. Amen. Full. Amen. Control and full. Amen. Contact with all of our life. There are folks, amen, they go to church, they get spiritual, they go to their job, amen, or their business they run, and they drop all the principles, hello, that they have, amen, concerning the Christian, they drop them all at that door. Come on, Brother Joe, you can't do that. Amen, if you can do that, you ain't had nothing to start with. Amen to God, you stifle God, amen, and you won't have anything. If I'm his, I'm not going to tell him you can't come to work with me. Woo! Amen. No. Amen, Lord. I can't go to work without you. Amen. I can't go, amen, down the street without you, Lord. I can't walk without you. Hold my hand. Hallelujah. I got to have you, Lord. Amen. So, filled with the Spirit, then baptized. Matthew 3:11, I indeed baptize you with water under repentance, but he that cometh to me is mightier than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Amen. Whose fan is in his hand, he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Amen to God. I preached a message many years ago when I was at Munson. Amen. Where Holy Ghost fire don't burn, hell fire, amen, is. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, Brother Joe. I said it, when the Spirit of God and the fire of God don't burn, amen, there's another fire that is going to burn. Amen. But if the fire of God burns in us, amen, glory to God, and burns on our lives, amen, it'll deliver us from that fire that's going to consume this world forever. Got to hurry. Amen. Listen, I've got to, let me just move along. Number four. I'll get my numbers right in a minute. Amen. God wants us not only filled, baptized, born and baptized, filled. He wants us empowered by the Spirit. Amen. Empowered. The word empowered simply, amen, the word that I use simply means to enable to function, amen, efficiently as for the purpose that is we've been set forth for. Amen. Empower. Amen. The word power means to have the ability to accomplish something. Amen. Understand something with Brother Joe this morning. Amen. God never relies on man's ability. I'm going to say that again. God never relies upon man's ability. Amen. No, God, when He set His kingdom in order, when He set up His church, amen, He's not set it up to function on man's ability. If He had, it would have flopped from the get-go. It never would have got off the ground. Everything that God has planned is set to function off of the power and the ability of the Spirit of God working in the heart of mankind, amen, to bring about that which man, by his own ability, can never do. Amen. God is not, listen, that doesn't alleviate us from the responsibilities that we have, amen, to choose, amen, and to do those things that make it expedient for the Spirit of God to give us that empowerment. You know what's hindering most folks today? Amen. They somehow believe they're sufficient. Amen. That's why they're not at God's table. That's why they're not at God's altar. That's why they're not at God's throne. Because if somehow I figured out, amen, I can get by like I am, amen, all the while they're failures, amen. Listen, the Word of God made it clear in the Laodicean church. He said, I stand at the door and knock. You won't let me in. Amen. You say you're rich, increase with goods, amen, and have need of nothing. Amen. But He said, I tell you what, you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, and you don't even know it. That's where a lot of the world, church world, is at today. Amen. Amen. I could go into a lot of things. God dealt with me about several things this week. Amen to God. Amen. A lot of folks, not that, because their motives are all wrong. Got a little news for folks. You go around following your motives, doing your will, amen, or letting somebody else lead you around by the nose in the wrong way. After a while, hell is going to be at your door. Amen. Amen. I can tell you, God's looking at you. I love that. Amen. What Brother Finney said in Crystal Christianity, God intended that man have no agenda but God's. Amen. No agenda but God's. Amen. If I'm here for any other reason than the souls, amen, of the lost, amen, humanity, I am in it for the wrong thing. That's why Jesus came and died. That's my, amen, Jesus found me in that shape. Amen. And freely I have received, and now freely. Amen. Has He told us to give? Amen. Told us to give of ourselves. Everything that we are, everything that we have. Amen. So we empowered. John 1 and 12. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power. Amen. The first thing was power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Amen. Power to become the sons of God. Power, amen, to ask God, believe God. Come on, with Brother Joe. Amen. If God don't help us, amen, how's that dead man going to help himself if God don't help him? Hello? You were dead in trespasses. I said, how's a dead man help himself? Amen. God, amen, that first man, Adam, and God made him a living soul. Amen. Didn't finish it a while ago, but the last Adam, didn't say the second Adam, the last Adam, amen, a quickening spirit. Amen to God. The word quicken means to give life. Amen. Glory to God. God sent Jesus, amen, to give us out of that place of helplessness. Amen. Glory to God and give life to the dead. Hallelujah. Well, glory. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. I get happy in the choir sometimes. Amen. I get to singing. Amen. I'm singing about something. Amen. It's not a fairy tale. It's a reality. Amen to God. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. I sing because God has wrought something in my heart. Hallelujah. Woo. He ain't done that, I don't have a thing to sing about. All I have is something to cry about. Amen. Let me hurry. Empowered. Acts 1 and 8, but you shall receive power. I notice here he didn't say you shall receive tongues. You shall receive prophetical utterance. He didn't say that. You see, a lot of people have... I listen to Pentecost, I listen to Assembly of God folks, and I tell you, it has troubled me for years. Amen. When they say, did you speak in tongues? I said, what kind of question is that? I said, I've laid hands on demon-possessed people and they spoke in tongues. Brother Joe ain't blaspheming the Holy Ghost for some of them folks who think that, amen, I can tell you the blaspheming against the Spirit of God is those people who will never allow the Spirit of God to have that access to their life. Amen. And I can tell you there ain't no hope for them in this world nor the world to come. If I don't allow the Spirit of God to influence me, what hope have I? I don't have any. If I blaspheme against the Spirit of God and say, so what makes the devil my kingdom work? Amen. And rebel against it, I can tell you, I'm hopeless as I can be. And until something changes that in me, I have no hope and no hope of hope. Hurry. Amen. No. Amen. Amen. Have you been baptized in the Holy Ghost? Amen. Some people say, with the Holy Ghost. I said, in the Holy Ghost. Amen. He is not an it. I'm going to say it again. There's a lot of its in the world, but He's not an it. Come on. I mean, we got a world full of its. Amen. Don't believe it. Look around. Listen to the news. We got them. Amen. But He is a member of the triune Godhead. Oh, hallelujah. God the Holy Ghost. Amen. And He has a mission. Amen. God, Jesus said, I'll get back. I'll pray the Father. And He'll send you another comforter. He come, when Jesus walked this earth, amen, He was the comforter to them disciples. He was the one that led them. He's the one that corrected them. He's the one, amen, that showed them. He's the one that taught them. Amen. But when He went back, He said, I'm going to send you somebody. I'm going to send you somebody, amen, that's not in hunking bodily form, amen, but he's going to be a spiritual form. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It means he can be everywhere. He's God the Holy Ghost. Come on. Amen. He's going to be with you, Jesus said, and he's going to be in you. Amen. Glory. Listen. Amen. Why did he do that for? That you might receive power, ability. Woo. Amen. He's a whole lot of words in the Greek words that go along with that. Brother Joe's going to just move quickly. Amen. Ability. Amen. So to be empowered. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost come on you, shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. Amen. Listen, we're verse Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus from Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Amen. I believe that God, amen, had the same purpose. That's why Jesus said, these things that you do in greater, because I go to my Father. Amen. Not greater in quality, but greater in quantity. Amen. Glory to God. I can tell you, if ever, amen, that church is scattered across that world and all across that world, Holy Ghost baptized saints of God, amen, are obeying God, and God's miracles are happening, and God's salvations, and God's healings, and God's works are happening, amen, all across the globe. That's what God intended. And I can tell you, it's not what a lot of folks want to profess to be. Amen. Today, all they're going to do is spread their kingdom rather than God's. Amen. Listen, empowered. We must be empowered. And I'm going to fix it to close this time. I've got two more. Led by the Spirit. Amen. Led by the Spirit of God. Amen. God's going to empower me. He needs to lead me. Come on. God needs to direct our path. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Listen. If we are led by the Spirit of God, if we are walking, what does the Word of God say? If we walk in the Spirit, we shall not commit or fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. So God didn't send His Spirit only just to empower us. He sent His Spirit to lead us. Amen. What did He call? Amen. We see the Holy Ghost is given varying titles, called Him the Spirit of Truth. Amen. Jesus is, amen, what? Amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And He sent the Holy Ghost and called Him the Spirit of Truth. Amen. Hallelujah. So He said He will lead you and guide you, and He will lead you into what? All truth. Amen. So if God can lead us by Spirit, then we will not, if we are led by the Spirit of God, amen, He will not lead us into error. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. We're living in a world, amen, that folks are leading people into error every day. They lead them into all kind of lies, all kind of things. Amen. Listen, the Holy Ghost will not bear witness with anything but the Word of God. I'll say that again. He will not bear witness with anything that is outside of the Word of God, but only what is contained in this Word of God. Amen. He won't agree. Amen. I can tell you. People say, well, Brother Joe, you have to think about, amen, when that fella's doing all that blowing, amen, people follow. I said, I think about that a bit. First thing pops in my head, amen, is when, amen, that heaven, amen, that the Holy Ghost has come to glorify, not Benny Hinn, not Joe Gilman, amen, not anybody else down the road, but Christ and Christ alone. I don't have to think about that. Amen to God. I know. Amen. Listen, God ain't sent no Holy Ghost down here to glorify some mortal man. Amen. That is collecting up money. Amen. For false reasons and all. Come on, Brother Joe. It don't take very much discernment to figure that out. You know why people are so blinded? Because they're blinded by their own lust and their own conceits. They want something, and it ain't the will of God. Amen. I want my healing, but I don't want to get right. Come on. Behold, my Spirit shall by my word make manifest all things, saith the Lord, and the light maketh manifest. Behold, to reveal the true and the false. Behold, to them that are revealed false, let men turn away from them. I have not come to glorify flesh, saith the Lord. I have absolutely declared in my word that the red flesh must be resisted. Every vestige of it must be denied, that it must be crucified, saith the Lord. And behold, only that which is of me and that which glorifies the Lamb of God and sets forth the word of God in truth shall I honor, saith the Lord. And all else will I bring down, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Led by the Spirit. Romans 8:14. Amen. We see Romans 8:14. Right comes right after Romans 7. Romans 7. Amen. Shows us the absolute horror of the condition of man. Who shall deliver us from the body of this death? Amen. The Apostle Paul writes near the end of the Romans chapter 7. In other words, he's saying, I can't find a way where I can ever be pleasing unto God within my own ability. But he said, thank God, amen, I have been delivered. Amen. That's a statement, amen, concerning the finished work of Christ. Amen. Now, that work is finished. Amen. What's it waiting on, Brother Joe? It's waiting on being revealed in you and I. Amen. What does that mean? God will finish it in us and work it in us if we will surrender unto Him. Amen. Be washed in the blood, born of the Spirit, and allow and be with the Spirit and allow His Spirit to lead us. Then what happens to my life? Amen. God breaks the chains of sin. God brings me from death unto life. Amen. God empowers us to walk in a godly, holy fashion. Amen. And faith is built up. Faith is wrought. Amen. We walk with power and might and faith. God's got a plan. Amen. The biggest problem with God, amen, God's plan is man is not following the plan of God. For as many, in Romans 8:14, so here he shows us, amen, in Romans chapter 7 he ends, and in Romans chapter 8 he begins and says these words, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Signifying, amen, that there must be leadership of the Spirit of God, and our direction must be turned away from the world and toward God. Amen. After that preposition says not after the flesh. Amen. By the way, the flesh represents everything that is against God. Amen. The Word of God said it's enmity. The word enmity means unreconcilable differences. You mean to tell me, Brother Joe, that he didn't come to sanctify the flesh? No, he came to kill the flesh. Amen. Give us a whole new creature. Amen. That loves what God loves, hates what God hates, and turn our life in a whole new direction. Amen. I can tell you, I agree with Benny. I agree with Wesley. Amen. I agree with Moody when they said if that man hadn't had a change of direction, he has not met Christ in the order of the Word of God. Amen. Let me hurry. For as many in Romans 8:14, and then he moves on and shows that it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. A trying condition, Galatians 5:18, but if you're led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Thank God. That means that when I make a mistake, I'm not doomed all over again. Amen. I'm under the work of the grace of God. Amen. That means that God convicts me of sin. Amen. I should allow that conviction to break my heart. Amen. Not because of what it's going to cost me, but what I've cost God. Because I love God. You know, amen. Jesus came, died to save me from hell. No, He didn't. He came to save us from our sins. Amen. Folks is trying to be saved from hell. They're trying to hunt a fire escape out of hell. And there is none. Amen. Jesus is not a fire escape out of hell. Amen. He's the way we walk in to prevent us from arriving there. Hello. Glory. Amen. Jesus is He's the way, the truth, and the life. Amen to God. So in Galatians 5:18, but if you live by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Amen. Because them folks are under the law that are trying to make righteous by their own works and their own will and their own way. Amen. Are fighting a losing battle. They've done lost it before they ever got out of bed in the morning. They've never been any different. Man that thinks he's got saved, amen, by the works of the law, he's deceived himself from the very get-go. By the works of the law shall no flesh be saved. That's what your Bible says very clearly and distinctly. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It must mean I got to confess to the Lord that I'm a dirty sinner, amen, to God, and come unto Him in brokenhearted, contrite repentance. Amen. And Lord, I cast myself on your mercy because I realized that I couldn't do enough works in 10 million years to deliver me from this bondage that I'm in. But in one moment, woo! I said, in one moment, amen, he sprinkles me, amen, with his blood, with the hyssop, glory to God. Glory to God. The next moment, amen, the Spirit of God, amen, burst in you and I, amen, a new creature, amen, that's alive unto God. Really, let me hurry. I get excited about being born again. Amen. Last but not least, sealed with the Spirit. Sealed. I'll tell you a little secret. There ain't but one way, amen, to have full, resolute peace. If I allow God's Spirit to seal me with that Holy Spirit of promise. What do you mean by that? Brother Joe ain't talking about unconditional eternal security. I'm talking about conditional eternal security. Amen. Listen, where I'm walking in the Spirit, I'm walking with God. I have, amen, that fellowship. And I have that testimony. What's that testimony, Brother Joe? His Spirit. Amen. And my spirit are in agreement. Amen. That spirit that God's given me. Amen. Birthed in me. And God's Spirit. Amen. There's no contradiction there. Amen to God. There is therefore now no condemnation. Amen. Everything, amen, is on agreement. What God, amen, thinks, amen, that's what I should be thinking. What God says, that's what I should be saying. Amen. What God's doing, amen, by His Spirit in me, that's what I should be doing. Amen. Glory to God. And if that happens, amen, heaven is making itself manifest on earth. Better hurry. First, 2 Corinthians 1:21. Now he which establisheth us with you is Christ. In Christ hath anointed us and is God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Amen. Most of us know what the earnest means. It means the down payment. Amen. That God said, this is the down payment. The finished price is going to be paid. Amen. You see, amen, God didn't take us out of the world. He just birthed in us a new spirit. Amen. One day, He's going to come back and finish that whole work. He hadn't changed my body. Come on. I still live in an old body that's corrupted. Amen. That gets sick, gets afflicted. Amen. It's still subject to all of the things of this world. Amen. But there's coming a day. Hallelujah. Woo! Brother Tony's talking about this morning. There's coming a day. Amen, glory to God. Oh, when He, amen, is going to take away this old vile body and going to transform us into a body likened unto His glorious body. Amen to God. And then, amen, He's going to finish that payment in full. Hallelujah. But then it's... Oh, hallelujah. The dead in Christ, amen, shall rise first. Amen. Over to God. They're going to be changed. Amen. Listen. Amen. Then we which are alive and remain shall be called up to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever. Woo! Be with the Lord. Amen. Glory. Amen. That when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. What's that said, Brother Joe? That says when He comes, my spiritual side better be right. Or there will be no natural change in this body. Amen. If that spiritual man has not been in order, there will be no transformation of the body. Amen. I got to still be holding the down payment agreement. He that endureth, saith the Lord unto the end, the same shall be saved. Behold, to them that are alive and remain, saith the Lord, to them who sleep in the Lord shall I raise, saith the Lord, incorruptible. Behold, they which are dead in trespasses and sins have no part in the first resurrection, saith the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you today. I thank you, Lord, for your Spirit. Sir, the greatest peace that we have it because of your Spirit. Your Spirit that comes to us and bears witness that we're yours and that we are in you, that all is well,
sir, that we are in agreement with you, bringing that glorious peace. Oh, that peace that passeth all understanding, that is able to keep our whole soul, mind, and body under the day of redemption. Thank you, Lord, for your Spirit that testifies, your Spirit, God, that witnesses, your Spirit, God, that empowers, your Spirit that seals, your Spirit that keeps, your Spirit that delivers. God, as we walk, being led by the self-same Spirit, according to Thy divine Word. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Let's just close in prayer this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your Spirit that abides. Oh, that when the enemy comes with his lies, the Spirit of God comes and reiterates the Word of God and tells me all is well. Amen. Oh, then I can rise up and sing, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Hallelujah. My spirit is right with His Spirit. Amen. My heart is washed. Amen. As the psalmist declared, my heart is fixed. My heart is fixed. Oh, hallelujah. Trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, sir, that you, oh, hallelujah, have given us a comforter. Oh, a paraclete, a helper. Oh, hallelujah, that you by your Spirit, God, do comfort us and strengthen us, lead us, oh, and enlighten us, sir. That Spirit of God producing light, that God gives us divine revelation. Amen. Making manifest and bringing to light the Word of God, bringing to remembrance. Oh, hallelujah. Not only, sir, God, for our comfort, but for our correction, sir, leading us unto all truth. Hallelujah. Oh, that we may walk in that truth and arrive at the end. Oh, at the house of truth. Glory to God, where Christ abides. Hallelujah. May you minister, Lord. May your will be done, sir, in every life. Oh, may God, we absolutely, God, your Spirit have all those rims in our life that we may shine, that we may, God, walk, that we may live, that we may manifest your glorious life. And God, that we may have one motive, our motive, and that is to please you, to do that whichever God makes us accepted in you. Oh, hallelujah, that we may have your favor, that you may shine your face upon us. Oh, not for the glorification of man, but that, sir, in so doing, that you may enrich us, that you may be glorified, that we may be obedient servants, enabled, and God enriched and empowered to bring forth the will of God in the earth and to manifest the life of God and to shine the light upon the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Hallelujah. Who has made it all possible. Hallelujah. Glory to God who has made all things possible. Ooh, glory. You be the honor, sir, the glory, the praise. It all belongs to you. Glory to God. Everything, it all belongs to you, sir. Hallelujah. Without you, we'd be lost, dying, dead, oh, hopeless and despair, having no hope. But thank God we have hope today. Oh, and sir, help us then to shine that hope to a world that stands in clutching that which is their own damnation, and God embracing that which is their own demise, that they may see, Lord, the error of their way, and that they may turn, God, and embrace the truth. Oh, that they may find salvation. Oh, God, and a hope that springs eternal. Hallelujah. And that hope is Christ in us, which is the hope of glory. There is no other hope. It is only you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen to God. Hallelujah.